Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to join me on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, your host of the show, and today we're going to be talking to a lovely author who is from Canada, and she is in the United States right now. Actually, she should have made her way to Washington, D.C. by now. Julie is her name, and Julie has this wonderful book that she is in Washington to talk about as well as promote, and that's what we are going to talk about today on the show once she calls in. But the name of Julie's book, it is called My Book of Hope, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the book, so I'm certainly looking forward to talking to her, and let's see if we can go ahead and get Julie on the air and see what she can tell us. Hi, Julie, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Victoria?
I am very good. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. How was your trip? Have you finally made it to D.C. yet?
We're finally here.
Congratulations.
We
have been following you in your journey on Facebook, so we're glad that you made it.
Right. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
For my listeners and my audience who don't know anything about you, why don't you give us a quick synopsis about yourself and just tell us a little bit of information about you.
Okay, sure. It all started back about 20 years ago. I'm a survivor of medical error. I've been through a lot in my life. I've been on a long journey, and two of my stories have made radio and newspaper. And in 2008, after my second story made newspaper, they had an event for my family and to help us get to Montreal to help fix the second injury that I'm still living with. And the Gretzky's got involved and a bunch of really amazing people, which really inspired me. And so what I started to do was I never did get my leg fixed, and the journey just kept getting longer and just more struggles ahead, and I just had to kind of come, you know, find peace with myself and try to turn a negative into a positive. And, you know, it took me a long time. It wasn't overnight. It was a lot of mental focus and just kind of getting mad at myself and kind of, you know, finding yourself kind of thing. And I ended up posting my newspaper article, my story, which was called Renewed Hope at the time, and to help other people, to inspire them with my story, to let them know that no matter what you go through, you can make it. And no matter how, you know, how difficult your journey is or how whatever struggle you may be facing, it could be mental, physical, or emotional, I want to be there for those people and to be their voice, so to speak. And because I know living the life I've lived, you don't really have a voice. You kind of lose your voice after a while, and a lot of people just give up and turn to things that don't help them move forward.
Sure.
Right. So I just started posting my story and listening to other people's stories. I kind of put myself on the back burner for a while. Mm-hmm. And there's the people that would get in touch with me would tell me these amazing stories, and it would inspire me to stay stronger, to keep going. And I got a lot of very amazing people that got a hold of me. My first message was from a gentleman by the name of Todd Swayze from Calgary, Alberta, that worked for Dale Earnhardt Jr. He was on the tech crew team, and I had no clue who this gentleman was, and once again, after just him reading my story, after I had posted on, that inspired me to just say, wow, you know, like, obviously what I'm doing is helping other people, and
sure.
It's touching their lives. So, and then also, as I started this book called My Book of Hope, and which was just a book, basically, it started as a project to take my mental focus and put it, like I say, into a positive focus, because I was in a place where I was in a bad place where I just couldn't focus at all. I just wanted to give up, and you know, I didn't know which way to turn. So once I started this project for a mental focus, it was just basically, my project was reaching out to people, helping inspire, and I got a lot of people that sent me mail. I got a lot of autographed pictures from people from all over the place. And just after hearing my story, and this, like I say, it just inspired me. So as time went on, my book kind of grew. I, more letters, more mail kind of thing, more pictures came in. And
so
everybody
at this
wanted,
point, let me stop you real quick just to ask you a couple of questions. So at this point, had you made the decision that I'm actually going to take this and I'm going to turn it into a book, or still was it something that you were sitting there writing? It was a way for you to express yourself. It was probably kind of therapeutic, I'm sure. So when did the decision come that you thought your sort of aha moment went off where you thought, hey, I think I've got something here and I can actually turn this into a book so that it's going to benefit a large population of people?
Absolutely. Well, as I, like I say, and like you just said, it was still a mental focus for me, and I was still working on it until I got this message from this lady from Beverly Hills. Her name was Tiffany Bolton, and she had asked me if she could use my book as a template for her empowerment classes in L.A. She had a girls group there at the time, and I was like, you know, sure. And after I got thinking about it, I thought, now wait, now what am I not seeing that other people are seeing?
Right.
And right from there, I went and got it checked out with a patent agent and became, you know, author, own copyrights to it, and it just snowballed from there. And as time went on, people just wanted to be a part of my Book of Hope. And they were at, some people I would ask, and some people would ask me, how do I do this? Like, tell me what I have to do to be in this book. And
mm-hmm.
that's just, and it was all about connecting and inspiring and basically, you know, having a relationship with the people that I was speaking to and hearing their story as well. Because everybody has a story no matter who you are. And
Absolutely,
this is what my
yeah.
Book of Hope is all about. Exactly.
So let me ask you this. So during the time this medical error happened, you're going through, you know, all of these emotions. You're going through all of this, you know, with your family and your friends, and certainly you're going through it by yourself. What was it about you within your spirit that made you rise to the occasion? That made you say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to sit around. I'm not going to mope about this. I'm going to figure out what I can do to make my situation better. But more importantly, I'm also going to be able to share this with other people. So what was it about you within yourself that you think allowed you to do that and to continue that?
You mean to start the book, you know, right from the get-go? Like, what gave me the idea to do it? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, if I were to go way back, and this is getting kind of personal, but just to give you, so you can have the inside feeling of where I maybe was, because it's kind of hard to say, you know, this is how I was feeling, or this is where I was in, you know, in this time of my life, and you're thinking, you know, yeah. But to bring you there with me, it all started, you know, like I say, after about a year and a half of just feeling sorry for myself and kind of beating myself up, thinking, you know what, life's not worth it. I can't move on. I don't know how to move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have, I'm living with two medical mistakes and two misdiagnoses, and I've had to basically help, teach myself how to limp on this injury that I have. It's still not fixed. I've had, you know, wrong operations and so on and so forth with a lot of damage done internally. And I'm thinking,
mm-hmm.
you know, how does someone keep going? And, like I say, it took quite a while of me just, finding myself, and I remember the exact moment. I was up in my room, and I had got down beside my bed, and this is the honest to God truth, and I had a long talk with God, and I just said, God, what do you want me to do? Like, what is my purpose here? Because this is not making sense. Everything that, you know, every time I get sick or hurt, I either don't get better or I get hurt worse. And I just didn't get it. I just didn't get why, you know, everybody has a purpose in life along their journey. And some people, you know, they beat themselves up for, you know, so much that they don't really find that purpose. And
mm-hmm.
I just kind of had a heart-to-heart talk with God, and I just had to know, you know, and I wasn't sure that I was either going to get an answer or anything was
right.
going to happen, but I just took that shot at it, and like I said, I just had a heart-to-heart, and I remember this warm feeling coming over me, and all the stress, all the worry, all the anxiety I was feeling. It just left. And I remember looking up and saying, you know, I get it now. I really get it. And you know, I guess God heard me, and the words I was speaking to him were obviously sincere. He felt that, and he just said, you know what, this is it. I'm going to just, you know, this is going to happen. So I also was thinking at the same time, I got to help all those people out there that are going through the same thing I am and feeling the same way that I am, because when I was hurt for the second time, I thought to myself, you know, this feeling of loneliness and like people that just don't care and you know, when you're physically hurt, like, you know, some people are born that way, you know, they have, you know, disabilities or what have you, and some people are living with medical mistakes, and they're just kind of left pushed to the side because nobody really wants to deal with you or get involved. And I remember the feeling that I was, you know, how bad it felt. So I thought to myself, you know, this is terrible, this is cruel, and I really have to help these people that are feeling and going through the same thing that I am. And that's what really empowered me to, after that prayer and that connection, to just reach out and help people. I wasn't even thinking about myself at the time. I thought, you know what, God, I'm going to leave my situation in your hands because it's too big for me, and I'm going to start helping other people. And I just naturally started doing it and listening, you know, because all somebody needs is just for you to listen. Just take 5 minutes. Yeah. It makes a huge difference. And I've been doing this since 2008, and it's just become amazing, the people that have become involved in this in my book of hope.
So, well, and I can certainly say too and testify about that, because the way that I ended up learning a little bit about yourself as well as your story was through Lisa and Michael, that are friends with me on Facebook, and I want to give them a shout out because they're very supportive of you, and somehow I connected with you through those two, and, you know, just kind of started paying attention to what you were doing in your book, and just the mere fact that you had this book coming out and you were so excited about it. And I was sitting there thinking that my goodness, if she's so excited about this book and it's her book, then I need to figure out what this is all about so that I can become excited about it and tell all of my friends to be excited about it. So I just wanted to give you that, put that little note in there about you, that I think that it's so wonderful that you're so excited about it. And some people will probably say, well, of course, Victoria, it's her book, she should be excited about it. But I just really feel like, Julie, when it comes to you, or at least the feeling that I get, you know, when I'm reading your posts and your comments and things like that, that this project and this book just really goes really deep with you, and you can really get that sense of it, that it really does.
Well, I've kind of lived and breathed it, and what I've done with this, with my book of hope, is, of course, you're going to read my life story in the beginning of the book, and then it turns into the same project that I started to keep. It kind of kept me alive. It gave me back hope, and so now I'm sharing it with the world. So I'm giving everyone the project that I started that has brought me this far. Now everybody's book of hope, you know, it might be different inside because everybody has a different story and is on a different journey.
Sure.
But I've been able to do that, and that's what makes me so excited, because, you know, I can if I can help one person, then my goal's been achieved, and that's my mission, is to help others. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, hopefully down the road, you know, something great will happen, and God will send someone amazing to help fix something, this leg that has not been fixed. But until then, it's not about me. It's about other people and letting them know that they're not alone, that I'm here and I've been through it, and I want to help everybody. So that's really huge with me. And like I say, this is what my book of hope is all about. And it's also about second chances. It's all about, you know, like people that have, and it doesn't, you know, people have said to me, like, you know, who you got to be, and like what have I had to go through to be in this book? And I said, it doesn't matter. You could be anybody, and you could have gone through whatever struggle, whatever has stressed you out in your life, or whatever struggle, whatever mountain you had to climb, then you fit this book. And I'm also doing a second book.
There's a place for you. Yeah, it sounds like it's one of those books that, you know, something that's basically universal. No matter where you are in your life, where you're going in your life, that there's a place for you within that book of yours that you've written. I do want to ask you, everybody and all of us certainly have to have a support team, a group of people that sort of stand behind us and say, yeah, you can do this. Right. Talk to me about your support group, whether it be, you know, your husband, your son, your family. Talk to me about your support group at home that basically stood by you through this.
Well, my husband for sure, my kids for sure, like they're the ones that kept me going every day. Like, you know, even on those really bad days where I just thought, you know, and this is before my book even began, you know, even in my thinking, like, you know, I can't do this. I look over at them and just them smiling would give me that little boost. Like, I gotta keep going. I gotta keep doing this. Like, just keep moving, getting stronger. And then with that came, you know, by my book of hope, and it just kind of, it was like a, you know, rebirth of just who I was. It just felt like I was, you know, reborn. And of course, my grandmother, she was a huge part of this whole thing. She basically brought me up for, you know, since I was a little girl. She was always there, her and my dad, and she made me who I am today. Gave me the strength I have today. We lost her in 2008 around Christmas time, but I know she's still watching over me, because I mean, amazing
absolutely.
Things are happening. Exactly. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you that are just joining us, I have the wonderful opportunity to speak with an author, Julie. And Julie just has this amazing story about a series of medical mistakes that happened to her, and how, you know, she dealt with it, and how she was able to take that and basically tell her life story through this book. And also, there are other inspiring stories in there as well. So as we just talked about, no matter where you are in your life, you would certainly be able to grab hold of something that Julie talks about in that book and maybe apply it to yourself. So we do have a few people inside the chat room, so I want to thank all of you who are joining us in the chat room. And also I want to say hi to Lisa and Michael, who are friends. I consider them friends, not fans of mine on Facebook, but they're very supportive of you as well. So, Julie, tell us about, I know you're in D.C., tell us about, you've got something coming up this evening where you're going to be able to see some of your fans and some of the folks that have been supporting you throughout this.
Right, we're staying at the Hilton, and there's an event here tonight at 7 till 9 o'clock, and there's a bunch of people coming. We have our photographer coming all the way from Virginia. He's going to be doing a photo shoot here tomorrow. You know, just people like that. Like, I mean, I'm still going to be surprised with the people that are going to show up. I'm still not sure all the people that are coming, but I do know we're also doing a big book launch in Los Angeles in October, and that's where all amazing people that have become a well-known part of this book is they're going to be at the event with me signing autographs and what have you. And
wonderful.
we have people from the show Amazing Race, Survivor, Hell's Kitchen. I mean it's just amazing. We have an NFL player. We have I could go on and on and on. We have some pop artists. We have some CMT artists, and they have just been with me right from the beginning. Have overwhelmed me. I've laughed. I've cried just because it's been so heartfelt. And, you know, looking up and saying, God, thank you so much for this. Like, you know, just by me reaching out and connecting with them, just talking to them and them becoming a part of my book of hope, and now they're a part of it. We have some testimonials on the back of the book from Survivor members. Like I say, Jillian Larson from the show Survivor Gabon, she's basically the spokesperson for our book. She's out in California, and she does a lot of media talks, and she uses my book or my book of hope, my story, as a ripple effect. And she's actually driving in from Temecula, I believe it's called, all the way to Los Angeles when we arrive in October for the big book launch for my book of hope to join the event and sign some autographs and what have you. So it's going to be
that
pretty amazing.
Wonderful. Well,
yeah.
Speaking of that, a lot of times during my show, a lot of my my friends will, I don't like to call people my fans. They're all my friends. They like to email me with questions, and this is a young lady who is listening to us today from New York, and she wants to know, is L.A. the only place that you will be doing a book signing, or will you be traveling in more places throughout the U.S. when the book comes out?
Well, basically, possibly yes. I have to wait for my publisher to give me to let me on the know, because I usually don't know until they tell me where we're going. But I do know we're in D.C. this evening, of course, and then we're going to be in Los Angeles. I believe we're making two trips to Los Angeles. But I imagine we're going to be going a lot of other places. We will be posting that, and maybe if I'm back on your show at some point, we can kind of put that out in the know. At this time right now, I really don't know where else we're going to be, but we will be traveling
well,
as
we'll
the book comes
also,
out.
Well, we'll just also just have everyone to continue to follow you on Facebook to connect
yes.
with you on there as well.
Right.
And then also, there is a question about a website. If somebody wants more information, do you guys have a website or the publishing company have a website where people can go to pre-order your books?
Well, first of all, I just want to say my book will be available in September everywhere, Barnes & Noble, Borders, everywhere, and many other bookstores. And you can purchase my book on actually pre-order it right now on mybookofhope.tv. But then again, if you go to my website on Facebook, on my profile page, the link is right there, and it will bring you right to Better Karma Publishing. And you can pre-order a book as of now. But everything, all the books will be available in September. And also the
brand
new website up as well. So
great. And I do want to acknowledge, we've got a few folks inside the chat room. We have a guest there, so thank you so much for joining us. And
sure,
the one and only Linda Lively Johnson is joining us as well. And Linda says, Julie, that you sound great, and I guess the interview is going very well. So thank all of you guys for listening there as well. Julie, I did not want to butcher your last name, so I wanted you to pronounce it for me before I decide to try to say it. How do you pronounce it?
Como.
Como, okay.
That's it, yeah. A lot of people say Como, and it's just Como, as if you were, you know, C-O-M-O. It's just Como. It's a French last name. My husband's French, so... My maiden name's Clark, but yeah, it's just Como. Yeah.
I actually was going to pronounce it the other way that you just said, but in any event, if you're joining us, Julie Como is an author, and she's got a book that is going to be coming out in September. Once it's out in September, you can pick it up at Barnes & Nobles and basically all over the place, but the book itself is called My Book of Hope, and it tells... just a remarkable story of a series of events that happened to her in her life, and now the book is meant to inspire you and anybody who picks it up to read the book. Now, we only have time for one last question. The time on the show goes by so fast. Tell me how you were able to connect with the publishing company that you're with right now. Did you go shopping for a publishing company, or how did that come about?
Well, yes, actually I did. I searched high and low, and I did a lot of research and I put my name out there, but Lisa was my amazing connection. She is related to Zarina, who is my publisher for Better Karma Publishing, and we just kind of, you know, she introduced us, and it's kind of funny because I kind of let some time pass and kept looking elsewhere, and I just thought, you know what, I really feel a strong connection with Lisa, and I'm just going to give this a go, and it just was amazing, and I connected with Zarina, and here I am. What can I say?
Exactly.
Coming all the way from Canada to Washington, D.C., I mean, once the plane landed, I thought, you know, this is so absolutely amazing, you know, coming this far, coming from a room, trying, you know, feeling sorry for myself and trying to inspire people, and then, you know, having a book published is just an overwhelming feeling. I'm also doing a second book, and because before I became an author, I made it into a book called Living Life as a Thank You. And being a survivor myself, it was a true accomplishment just having my story. It was a book on life gratitude stories. And so now I'm doing a second book, letting people tell their stories so they have a chance to open up, and that's what that's all about, just about life gratitude stories as well.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because one of the other questions that I had that I was going to ask you, there was a young lady who is listening right now from Florida, and she wanted to know that if there was going to be a second part to your book. And I'm sure that you find once you're out there, you're starting to get the information and things of that sort, that you probably have so much information that you could probably do two or three books, because you don't want to leave anybody out. And the information is probably just really good information that everyone can benefit from.
Right, and it's just basically my mission right now along my journey is to just help other people and just let them know how important they are and how, you know, how much their lives are worth, no matter what you've been through or who you are. I mean, your life is precious, and your life is way too short. So, like I say, we all have a purpose along our journey, and I'm out here just to show people if I can come this far, anybody else can come this far, and I want to help give people back hope and bring them to where I am, basically, heart, soul, mind kind of thing. And this second book, like I say, we have almost a dozen stories now, and I have a good friend from the show Survivor. Her story is in here as well, or going to be. She's writing it. And, and it's for people to say, you know what? And I even have a cancer survivor that wrote her story, and she said, I just can't open up, and I can't. And I started connecting with her, and she ended up sending me her story. We have it right here, well, in my office in Canada. And she said, thank you so much. Because through talking to you, I was able to express myself and open up for the very first time, and I was hiding all those feelings because she didn't think anybody wanted to hear about her or even cared. And I just kind of let her know how important she was, and she opened up, and now her story is going to be in my second book. So whoever has a story out there can be in this book, and I would love to have you.
What's the best way for folks to connect with you? Because I'm pretty sure after the show is over, you'll get a lot of people that will want to connect with you. Should they go through Facebook or just check out your website or both?
Well, you know what? I mean, they could go right to my Facebook profile and just leave a message in my inbox, and I'll get right back to you. I back to all my emails, all my messages, and, I answer them all. So they could just leave a message in my inbox on Facebook.
Okay.
And
well,
I'll connect
guys,
with you and...
Why don't you do that in terms of getting in touch with her? And Julie, I want to thank you so much for being here. I'm hoping that you will continue to take pictures of your journey in D.C. because all of us certainly do look forward to looking at the pictures and making comments. And I wish you much success tonight. And I know that when that time comes, I'm hoping when you make it back to L.A. I do have listeners there as well that you will connect with me again and come back on the show just to give out that information at least a week before you get to the LA book signing to let everybody know where that's going to be and to give us all that information and all
absolutely.
Of that.
There'll be a
stuff.
Lot of big names there. That'll be a fun time there. So
yes, yeah. You're more than welcome to come back on that. But I continue to follow you on Facebook, and I will be getting a copy of the book myself when it's out. So actually, I look forward to getting a copy of the book, to reading it, and then by that time having you back on the show so we can discuss the book a little bit further as well as the projects and what you're going to be working on.
Well, thank you so much. This is a true blessing, this interview today. Like, I really appreciate it. It means the world to me.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, because I know
you're on
the airplane, and you're here, and you're there, and you finally made it, so I'm just very happy that you took the time to talk to my listeners and that all of them have the opportunity to know what a lovely person you are and to hear your story, but more importantly, to go ahead when your book comes out and to buy your book, because, like I said, the little that I have read about it, no matter where you are in your life, you can certainly take something away from your book for sure.
Right, and it's just all about whatever in life that inspires you the most. We all have that one thing that makes us strong. That's your inspiration. That's what you have to focus on. It could be anything. And mine is connecting with others and helping others. That's my inspiration. That's what inspires me. So whatever makes you strong and gives you that little second breath, that is what your book of hope would be, like your project. That's going to be in this book for everybody to work on themselves. It's more of a self-help book, but it has my story, my journey as well in it.
Okay, great. Julie, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll continue to look forward to following you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a good one. Thank you so much for being here. And I want to thank everybody out there who was listening. I told you guys that you would just simply adore her. I mean, the idea that she's gone through a series of medical mistakes, but more importantly, she didn't say, woe is to me. She took that, she grabbed it by the hands, and she says, okay, I'm going to do this. And she turned it around, and she did something very positive with it to write a book about her story. But not only her story, there are also other inspiring stories in there. Again, the book itself is going to be out all over the place in September, as Julie says, and it is called My Book of Hope. So if you want to continue to follow her, just Google her name. You'll find a lot of information on her. Also, again, you can find her on Facebook. If you've got a question or something, just email her. As she did say, she's very, very good at getting back with you via email. And I can certainly attest to that because we had to email each other a few times, and she is very good at getting back with that. But I wish all of you guys the best in D.C. tonight for the event, and I'm sure I'll get a chance to hear more about it. And I'll also update everyone on it tomorrow because I do have another show tomorrow as well. So thank you so much for listening. I want to thank Linda and all the guests, Michael and everybody that's inside the chat room, and I will catch up with you guys once again on Facebook.